It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Brady Bradford. He's the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And coming up April 1st through April 5th is Public Health Week. And, you know, we all talk about and have an idea in our minds of the things that public health does. And Brady wanted to kind of talk about those for just a moment. But then we wanted to get into some of the things that public health, some of the other things, excuse me, that public health does that maybe we don't recognize or realize. So we're going to talk about that with him. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
I love being here. Thanks, Dave.
You know, it's always good to have you come in when we're not talking about a pandemic.
It is such a relief.
So let's talk about Public Health Week. Once again, this is running April 1st through the 5th. And, you know, one of the best things that you guys have as far as the information on this, you have a great Facebook page, you have a great website, and you guys are going to kind of run things every day during the week of Public Health Week just to give people kind of an idea. But there are certain things that people look at when they look for public health and they think about those things. And like I said, maybe immunizations are one of them.
Yep.
Maybe WIC is another one, things like that. But there are also things that maybe go on behind the scenes that you guys are still, you know, responsible for and in charge of, right?
Yeah. You gave a couple of great examples. I think people remember, you know, at whatever time of life, they remember getting that poke in the shoulder and obviously, that vaccine protects them, but it also, in the way of public health, it protects a lot of other people. WIC, we love administering it because it helps set a child and a family up for greater success later in life. And that is the essence of public health work. It is you're putting in preventive measures now that have the intent of saving lives, saving money, saving communities now and in the future. We were talking earlier and mentioning a new PBS documentary called The Invisible Shield, and I said I really love that title as it relates to public health because there are so many activities that go on behind the scenes, whether it's paying attention to drinking water and ensuring that it's safe. Constantly reliable in that way. Air quality has, while we still, particularly on the Wasatch Front, they suffer from inversions, but air quality in many respects in the United States has become better recently. Vaccinations on a big level. We talk about our food inspections, making sure at all levels of food production that we're not putting out something that's going to contaminate and get a lot of people sick. All of these things have combined over the past century. Human life expectancy has increased by over 30 years. And that doesn't just happen by, you know, better heart surgeries and better, though we all need great acute care. But those huge gains in life expectancy and life quality come because of public health and public health partners.
And as we said, there are a lot of things that are tied into public health. And I would be willing to say that there are also a lot of things that people take for granted. It's one of those things, right, that you don't realize that public health has something to do with that. Like you said, like the drinking water, like going and doing food inspections and safety inspections and those kinds of things.
Yeah. We talk about how tobacco impacts life expectancy. And it was kind of public health that figured out that really constant tobacco use was going to harm the body and kill, really lead to unhappy results. And so that's been a battle that we've fought for a long time is reducing tobacco use so that we have healthier teens, healthier adults. We talk about, you know, getting exercise and public health has really expanded to understanding that if we're home with our families and eating together, those lead to better, life outcomes. Certainly, we're not necessarily in everybody's home, making sure that you're eating with your children, but really reminding people of these important behaviors that happen now that will lead to greater happiness and greater health later on.
All right. So once again, we're speaking with Brady Bradford. He's the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Public Health Week coming up April 1st through April 5th. And as I said, you guys will have information on your Facebook sites. And, you know, if you ever need information about the health department, their website is a great place to go and find out all the information that you need. As we said, be it from immunizations to finding out how to take care of or get on WIC, everything that they handle, it's all right there on the website. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us. And I'm going to let you go, and good luck and have fun celebrating Public Health Week.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.